Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today we have Chairman Andrew Bell, who is from Regency Mines, ticker RGM on AIM. Welcome, Andrew.
Hi, welcome.
So you've had some news out this afternoon about Regency Mines, and you are creating a new battery and storage technologies division, which is going to involve your nickel and cobalt project in Mambé, Papua New Guinea. Do you want to just go through the highlights of that, please?
Right, highlights. We have a huge resource there. We drilled it a couple of successive seasons when the nickel price was high. As you know, the nickel price was the first to come down in this recession, so it's just coming off the bottom. And we drilled just 3% of the plateau, which was the main target, and a part of the flank of the target. And we already came up with a huge resource that is one of the largest in the world of nickel resources. So we know that if we drill the whole of that, we have a massive amount of nickel and cobalt. We could put the thing on hold when the nickel price came down. And now that cobalt has gone up and now nickel has gone up, we see other companies like Cleantech in Australia have gone from a $400 million to an $800 million market cap, or 900 million. And what have they got? They've got a nickel laterite resource like ours, which is much lower grade and considerably smaller. And so we say, well, here we are with a tiny 3-4 million pound market capitalization for Regency. And everyone is looking at our hydrocarbon interests, the coal bed methane, the oil. And we've got this inside, and it's lost, and it doesn't have an identity. And because if in a separate company, we can give it an identity, we can create, first of all, a separate division, and then a separate company, which will act as the spearhead and growth point of that division.
So this new company, the Estec Limited, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, ESTEQ.
Yeah.
So how's that going to benefit Regency shareholders? Sorry.
Well, we start off by owning 100% of it, and it will also take one or two little stakes in other things in the battery and electric car energy sector, and that they would look a little out of place in Regency as a whole, unless we explained ourselves by creating this division first. And of course, the aim eventually with this division is to give it management and an identity and head as quickly as possible towards a market, like, for example, a standard listing, and then maybe sort of seek a dual listing in Australia. So that's the kind of the beginnings of a strategy. But obviously, we want to keep control of it. It's our asset that we spent a lot of money on. So we own the asset, and we own 100% of the company at the moment. And we're not going to give value away cheaply. But at the moment, value is just not being recognized. So we have to have some strategy on how we solve that. And this is the strategy.
Yeah, so I mean, in terms of the formation of this new company, what kind of costs are you incurring in terms of setting that up and running that for the foreseeable?
None. We will, to the extent we bring in highly qualified people to work with us on developing this, we will have some additional costs, which will start off small, because everyone's hope will be the future. And to the extent we make little investments in things, we will spend some money, but we don't expect those investments to be large, because we're right in at the beginning of something. And we know that apart from cobalt, which we have there, which has already begun to rise, so not much above its long-term trend, and where there's going to be huge battery demand for cathodes, the Tesla car battery, for example, contains five times as much nickel as cobalt. World cobalt production 200,000 tons, world's nickel production 2.4 million tons, but 65% of that nickel production goes to stainless steel, which is itself growing much faster than forecasts. You're going to have a huge demand for that nickel, and the market hasn't caught up with that yet, but it's the next metal that is going to run. And I think that this electric vehicle story, the car battery story, eventually the storage battery story, is a colossal and important one that is going to dominate metal markets for years to come. And so we have to position ourselves, and we start off in the fantastic position of having a really good asset.
Okay, so you've got this new company. What's the next step in actually monetizing this project in Mambo?
Well, the next step, I think, will be, first of all, putting together a team and making one or two investments that will complement what we're doing at Mambari. Then we will plan a further exploration development program at Mambari, and that will, to the extent that it's not financed by us and our partners, it may require some external finance. But I would like to think that as people realize the path we're set on and the value that's there, the price of Regency will rise so much that it'll be extremely easy to raise just a little bit of money to do that exploration, the next steps. In other words, we'll be going step by step, but I think Regency is valued at a small percentage of what it could be if people believed that we were going to proactively develop the Mambari asset, get offtake agreements, Chinese partners, move ahead quickly, all those things. And they'll only believe those things if we start to take active steps.
Yeah, I mean, will any of the money that you've recently gained from the sale of your UK oil and gas shares be used towards this particular project, or is that set aside for other things like the metallurgical coal?
I mean, I think that the resources of Regency are not just the money raised from the sale of Horse Hill Development. It has some cash and available as well. I think that as the price goes up, we'll also see some warrants converting. So there'll be a large source of funding there. No, I think Regency is a very strong, very good position at the moment. We're very happy with where we are. People criticized us when the market was low for spending money, clinging on to this asset in Papua New Guinea, and the nickel price was low, and nobody could see the future. But we said, the underlying fundamentals for nickel are extremely good, just based on stainless steel alone. And if we hold on, that price will come back. And when the nickel price moves, it tends to be quite volatile, have sharp movements. What we didn't foresee was the development of the nickel market for batteries. And we first, because not everyone understood how which cathode chemistries were going to work, but secondly, because people didn't appreciate how much political drive was going to crossing the tipping point where electric cars took off and eventually replace, as they will, the internal combustion engine cars.
Yeah, and sorry to come back to coal again, because I just know it's what so many investors are always sort of crying out to hear more on. You do give it a very brief mention in the RNS, so there's no mention of a timeline. So you're saying that you're working on finalizing commercial transactions. When do you think you're going to be able to communicate what's happening there? Do you think you'll get there by the end of this calendar year?
You know, I think we'd be very unhappy with it being so long before we were able to say something. In normal circumstances, it would either be binary yes or no,
sure,
this is going well or that isn't going well. It's a more complicated situation than that, because we're very close to the discussions that are taking place, because we're actually sharing our office with the people who were introduced into the situation, who are conducting those discussions. So we know where things are. So there are two... there's nothing definite and signed that could be announced at this stage, but in terms of our feeling comfortable that progress is being made, that there's going to be an outcome along certain lines, we're very comfortable about that. But because when we're sharing an office with people, you know, you can talk to them daily and you get to know what they and the people on the other side of the the table are thinking and where they're going. And we're down to the short strokes on that, you know, documentation, that sort of thing. But I can assure you that I want to get some news out. We want to get news out on coal as quickly as we possibly can. And the moment we can, we will. But we do see a future in our coal division. Yes, absolutely we do. We think there's a really good and bright future that's going to eventualize. But you know, there's always the problem that until something is signed, you simply can't make an announcement. So we just have to tell shareholders, look, you know, one thing works on one timeline, another works on another. But a lot of you, when you were looking at coal, you weren't even thinking about the nickel and had forgotten about this because it was 2012 that we announced the resource. But here we are. And in the last month, the nickel price has started to move. It will continue, I'm sure of that. And so suddenly we're able to make an announcement about the nickel. But for a company with a very small market capitalization, Regency has some interests that could be really substantial, important, and significant. And that's the principle we've always worked on. You're going to spend a certain amount of time working on anything anyway. You might as well work on something that, if and when it works, is going to be big rather than something that's going to be small, which will take just as much of your time.
That was Andrew Bell, who's a chairman of Regency Mines, ticker RGM on AIM. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.